What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Pearl Arena, as we get set for the men's contest here tonight. Hastings College getting set to take on fourth-ranked Bellevue University. The Bruins coming in here to take on Hastings, an early season matchup. Bellevue ranked number four in the preseason poll in NAIA Division II basketball. They're off to a 1-1 start. They beat Madonna out of Michigan by a score of 81-69. And then they lost to Indiana Wesleyan, the second-ranked team in the country, by the score of 100-93. So Bellevue is sitting at 1-1 on the season. This is a team, like we talked in the pregame show with the coach, has made a living out at the national tournament in Point Lookout, Missouri. In fact, one year, committed all the way to the semifinals. So Bellevue, a very good basketball team. This is going to be a big, big test for Hastings College here tonight. Bellevue is led by James Parrott. Parrott is averaging 23 points and 6.5 rebounds per ball game. He's a 6'2" junior out of Omaha. Also in double figures for Bellevue is Richard Shepard. Shepard is averaging 13.5 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. Shepard is a 6'4" junior out of Greenville, North Carolina. Jeremy Arrington is also in double figures. Arrington is averaging 14.5 points per ball game and 2.5 rebounds per game. He's a 6'2" senior out of Chicago, Illinois. Hastings College coming in trying to improve on a 9-20 season from a year ago, just a year removed from their appearance in the NAIA National Tournament down in Point Lookout, Missouri. The Broncos were 5-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference last year. Hastings opened up the season this year with a disappointing loss to York College as the Panthers hit a field goal at the buzzer to beat Hastings by the score of 76-75. The Broncos then going on the road last weekend and played down in Wichita, Kansas in the Friends Classic. They beat nationally ranked Sterling in the first ball game by a score of 68-62. And then they beat the host team, Friends University, in overtime. In fact, double overtime a week ago by a score of 93-88. So Hastings in the first three ball games averaging 79 points per ball game on offense. They were giving up 75 defensively. Again, the freshmen that saw a lot of playing time a year ago, now sophomores for Hastings College, and the Broncos are going to be looking a lot to those guys to carry this basketball team this year. In particular, we're talking guys like Tobin Reinwald, who averaged 14 points per ball game a year ago and 4.6 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon saw a lot of playing time last year. Bacon averaged 7 points and about 2 rebounds per game. And then Jake Marvin, still a little bit banged up, but Marvin is going to play quite a bit this year. He averaged 6.9 points and 3.2 rebounds 1 year ago. So it's fourth-ranked Bellevue and Hastings College here tonight as they get ready to score off in the Great Plains Athletic Conference foe and Hastings College and Bellevue University, one of the nationally ranked teams that we're going to see here for the 2011-2012 season. So your starting lines for Bellevue here tonight, they're going to be dressed in their purple, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Jelani Johnson is going to be a starter. He's a 6'2" senior out of Omaha. Jelani is averaging 11 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. We talked about Richard Shepard. He's a 6'4" junior from Greenville, North Carolina. Shepard averaging 13.5 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. James Parrott, their leading scorer so far through two games. Parrott, a 6'2" junior from Omaha, averaging 23 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. Austin Bowen is a 6'6" freshman out of Los Angeles, California. Bowen is averaging 7.5 points and 6 rebounds per game. And then Jeremy Arrington is a 6'2" senior from Chicago. Arrington averaging 14.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per ball game. Hastings College will start with Brent Wells, a 6'4" sophomore out of Elba, Nebraska. Also getting a start will be Brady Lohman. Lohman is a 6'2" sophomore out of Norfolk. Dane Bacon, one of the starters from a year ago. Bacon is a 6'2" junior out of Kearney. Tobin Reinwald, a 6'5" sophomore out of Lincoln. And then Dylan Flynn, a 6'7" sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska. That's your starting lineup for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos last year finished 9-20 under head coach Lance Creech. They were 5-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Looking for bigger and better things here for the 2011-2012 season. Hastings going to be dressed in their white uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Purple here for Bellevue, trimmed and lettered in the gold. If you missed the first ball game tonight, Hastings College women's basketball team won an exhibition with Nebraska Kearney as Hastings College knocked off the Loafers by 20 points, winning by the score of 62-42. Both the Hastings College men and women will play at McPherson, Kansas, coming up this weekend. On the bench for Hastings College this year, in addition to head coach Lance Creech, you've got Jeremiah Slough, who's back with the Broncos after spending a year as a graduate assistant at Doan College. And also Drake Baranek, who just finished up a little stint with the Nebraska Cornhuskers playing Big 12 basketball. So Lance has got some experience on the old bench here for this season, and Hastings College will control the opening tip. They will shoot to our basket to our left here tonight, just underway in the men's contest here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Bellevue running with a man-to-man defense most of the night here. Brent Wells dribbles down the right side of the lane. He was a football player, walked down in Nebraska, and then decided to play basketball and came here to Hastings College to play. Dane Bacon has got the ball down in the corner. On the left side, driving for the hole, it's going to be Lohman. His shot is up and in. Brady Lohman scores for Hastings College. He takes it from the left corner right to the hole, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the ball game. Bellevue comes back. This is going to be a load for the Broncos to handle defensively. A lot of tall timber in there for Bellevue University here tonight. Hastings will start off in a man-to-man defense. Deep in that left corner, driving for the hole. They throw it to the near sideline out of Arrington. He lost control of it. It's picked up here by Austin Bowen. Jump pass down underneath the basket. Unable to go for the shot is Arrington. Comes way out on top now. Dribbles to the free throw line. It's Johnson. His shot good. Jelani Johnson scoring there for Bellevue. And it's a 2-2 ball game. Hastings comes back quickly. Just underway here. The fourth-ranked team in the nation in here tonight. They take on Hastings. Here's a Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Left side to Bacon. His entry pass in the lane is going to be picked off. First turnover on Hastings. Here comes Jelani Johnson back now for Bellevue. Over on the wing. Left side, a shot taken there. It's going to be no good by Arrington. Tip try good. Richard Shepard credited with the basket there for Bellevue on the tip. 4-2 is the score. Bellevue has come back to score four straight points. Here's Bacon with the ball. Out on the wing on the right side to Lohman. Lohman out to Wells. He lobs it inside. It's over the head of Dylan Flynn, out of bounds. Second consecutive turnover now at Hastings College here in the ball game. And Bellevue will come back the other direction. 4-2 is the score. The Bruins are out on top of Hastings. Broncos will attack here. Just as Bellevue brings the ball across the 10-second line, Arrington goes over on the wing to a Parrott, their leading scorer. Parrott back out to a Shepard. Brings it back on the wing. That's a Jelani Johnson with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside. They kick it back out on the wing on the left side to Shepard. Cross-court pass here goes to Jelani Johnson. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline. Good. Johnson with 4 points. He's averaged 11 points per ball game with the first two for Bellevue. 6-2 is the score. Hastings back the other way. Lohman has got it on the wing. Now to Dane Bacon. Moves it down in the corner to Wells. Out to a Dane Bacon. Top of the key. Now to Reinwald. Hops inside the lane. Reinwald goes up for the shot. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Tobin Reinwald scores. And it's now a 6-4 ball game. Bellevue's got the lead. Here come the Bruins back in the offensive zone. Jelani Johnson has got it. Feeds it on the high post. They give it to a Richard Shepard. Now to Jelani Johnson. He spins right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Nice move there by Jelani Johnson just to the right side of the lane. He's got 6 points already. Bellevue has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 8-4. Men's college basketball action here tonight. Here's a Bacon with ball at the free throw line. His pass down the lane is going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted, and now a whistle. We're going to have a foul called here on Bacon. So Bacon commits the turnover, and then he's whistled for the personal foul. The first foul on Bacon is going to be team foul number 1 on Hastings, turnover number 3 on the Broncos. 8-4 is the score. Bellevue is out on top of Hastings early. Into the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be a Jordan Hawkinson. Jordan Hawkinson into the ball game now, a Sandy Creek product here, as he will take over at the point for Hastings College. There's a long-range jumper from the corner. Shot is up and in. A three-pointer by Richard Shepard. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Lance wants to call an early timeout. Bellevue shooting the eyes out of the basket here early. 16 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Bellevue 11, Hastings College 4.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, the fourth-ranked team in the country with a lead here over Hastings. It is 11-4. Broncos calling the timeout. Here's Brady Loma with the ball now. Gets it out to Hawkinson at the top of the key. He's going to crank up a three ball. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and it's brought down by Austin Bowen. Here come the Bellevue Bruins running back the other way. That's Jelani Johnson with the ball back outside. Bowen from long range. His shot no good. Rebound tip. Johnson gets the ball here for Bellevue. Johnson brings it over here on the near side. Here's a long-range jumper from three that's going to be no good by Arrington. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Loman, long pass down to Florida Wells. His shot's going to be blocked and a foul is called. Nope, it's going to be a goaltending call. Here they're going to give the ball to Brent Wells and give the field goal to Brent. That's going to be his first goal of the ball game. Jake Marvin comes back into the ball game now for Hastings College, replacing Dylan Flynn. Now an 11-6 ball game. Bellevue's got a five-point lead, 16:05 to play here in the first half. And the Broncos will now apply some pressure here in backcourt. Jelani Johnson's going to bring the ball up. He sends it to the far side. To Blake Zamdidio. Zamdidio into the ball game now to Jelani Johnson. James Parrott has got it out here in three-point territory. Hastings now going to switch to a zone defense here. To a zone defense for the Broncos against Bellevue. Parrott's got a free throw line extended left side.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Good. Ball poked around. It's going to be recovered here. Going back up with a shot. It's going to be Bowen. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings College. This is Lohman with the ball. Brady Lohman hustles back into the forecourt. It's open Reinwald. Reinwald drives the baseline, puts it up there, and scores. Tobin Reinwald now with 4 points in the basketball game, and the Broncos are back to within 2 points. 13-11 is the score, 14:45 to play. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex, here's a James Parrott. Lobs the ball left side of the lane to Austin Bowen with his back to the basket. Here's Shepard, brings it back outside to Bowen. He takes it down the lane, goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wells of Hastings. Wells gets the ball away to Brady Lohman. Left-handed dribble back into the offensive zone. Lohman comes over here to a Tobin Reinwald. He drives toward the bucket. He's cut off nicely. A pass to the right side. Jake Marvin goes back down in the corner to Reinwald. He's going to be called for the steps as he took off of the hole there. And a traveling violation called on Tobin Reinwald. Asanu Diop into the ball game now for Bellevue. Here's a big, big boy as Diop comes into the ball game. A 6'10" senior. 13-11 is the score. Bellevue's got a lead over Hastings College here in this one. Deep in the corner, Parrott for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And now we got a foul called on the rebound. A foul is going to be called on the rebound. It's going to go Jelani Johnson. A rebounding foul there on the Bellevue. That's going to be his first in the ball game. And now Bellevue wants to call a timeout. Bellevue wants to call a timeout. We're 6 minutes into the ball game here tonight. We'll take a break. 14 minutes to play. The score, Bellevue 13, Hastings College 11.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, there's a driving shot there by Dane Bacon. It's made no good, but he's hammered in the play. So a personal foul whistle there on Bellevue. It's going to go on Dio. That's going to be his first. And a shot for the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Dane Bacon. So Osseo Dio picks up the personal foul there for Bellevue. That's going to be his first and second team foul in the Bruins. A shot taken by Bacon that was good. Hastings now within 1 point here. 13-12 is the score. The Broncos currently sitting at 2-1 on the season. Bellevue is at 1-1. Dane Bacon getting sent for his second free throw here. 13:51 to play in the first half. Here's a shot. It's up there. It's around the rim and downward tied. So Hastings fell behind early 11-4. We are now tied up at 13 points apiece with 13:50 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Bellevue has got the ball back the other way. Here's a Dom Didio with the ball. Not a Dio, but the top of the key. Over on the wing to a Shepherd. Hastings back to their man-to-man defense. They flashed a little zone there earlier in this first half of play. Down to the baseline is Dio. Comes over on the left side to Arrington. Down to the right side. Deep in the corner is a shot taken. No good. We got a foul called on the rebound. Contact made in the lane there, and the foul is going to go. It's going to go on Bellevue. A personal foul is going to go on the Bruins here. Derek Davis picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Davis just checked in there. Davis is a 6'4" freshman out of Bellevue. We're tied up at 13. Hastings College can pull ahead here with a field goal. Broncos work with it in their offensive zone. Marvin on a high post. Gives it away now to Brady Lohman. Lohman now to Marvin. Dribbles inside. Puts up a shot off the window. No good. And a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to go on the Bruins. It's going to go on Derek Davis. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 already on Bellevue here in the ballgame. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jake Marvin. Marvin averaged 6 points and 3.2 rebounds per game a year ago. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings now 3 of 3 from the free throw line. The Broncos were one of the better free throw shooting teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference a year ago. Tobin Reinwald comes in. For Hastings College, going out is going to be Hawkinson. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Jake Marvin. And Hastings College has the lead. 14-13, the Broncos have a one-point lead. Here's Arrington with the ball, not a deal. Over on the left side to a Shepherd. Shepherd brings it out to a Zom Didio. They're working around the three-point circle. Now to Derek Davis down on the baseline. There's a pass deep in the corner down on the left side to Zom Didio. Puts a man in the air, goes up with a shot, is good. Zom Didio scoring there for Bellevue. It's now a 15-14 ball game. Back the other way. A shot is up and in. Dane Bacon works hard as he takes the ball in the hole. He scores in the paint, and the Broncos have the lead. 16-15 the score now. Hastings with a one-point lead. Here's Arrington with the ball now for Bellevue. Hastings stays with that tough man-to-man defense. Over here on the right side is Derek Davis. Tries to dribble inside. Cut off nicely there by the D. Comes back out to a Richard Shepherd. Across the top to Zom Didio as he drives inside his shot. Somebody up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brent Wells, who's back into the ball game for Hastings. Wells gets the ball ahead. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Spins right side of the lane. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Tobin Reinwald scores. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Nice move there by Tobin Reinwald. It's now 18-15. Hastings College with a three-point lead here in this one. Here's Arrington. Arrington takes it down in the loop. Block there to a D. Open shot going to be up there. It's good, but it won't count it. Offensive charging foul. Osseo Dio picks up the personal foul. Or Osseo Dio picks up the personal foul there from Bellevue. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Bruins. 11:50 left in the first half. Hastings College leading the fourth-ranked team in the nation tonight. In Bellevue, it's 18-15. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. Well, the ball is going to be Brady Lohman as he drops it into the offensive scoring zone. Tobin Reinwald has got it. Reinwald nearly travels with the ball, and now he throws it away. Here comes Bellevue back the other way, and a slam. A slam there by James Parrott, the leading scorer on the team, is averaging 23 points per ball game. He gets the first slam here tonight, and the first slam of the season. Almost rocks the place here. 18-17, Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos come back with the basketball in their offensive zone. Brady Woolman dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Comes across the top to Charles Ferguson, who's in there for the first time. Now to Ryan Wall, to Woolman. There's a long-range jumper by Dakin for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Bellevue ball. Dylan Flynn trying to save it and couldn't get to it. Back into the ball game now for Hastings. It's going to be Hawkinson of Sandy Creek, and going out is going to be Brady Woolman. So 11:05 to play here in the first half. Hastings College hanging right with Bellevue. It's 18-17. Jelani Johnson has got the ball on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass down to Austin Bowen. Bowen is double teamed. Kicks it back out of the wing to Arrington. Brings it back inside. Dribbling. It's going to be Bowen. He goes for the hole. A shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Boy, this is going to be a physical basketball game before this thing is all said and done with. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. 10:49 to play here in the first half. It's 18-17. Hastings leading by a point. Johnson has got it. They play it in. Right underneath the basket. A shot is up and in. Austin Bowen just powers his way to the basket there. Underneath the hoop, he's got 4 points. 19-18 as Bellevue goes back on top of this seesaw first half. Hawkinson has got the ball now for Hastings College. Hawkinson trapped just to the right side of the lane. Gets it away to Dylan Flynn. Now left side. That's a Reinwald with ball. Behind a screen from Dylan Flynn. Gives the ball away to Flynn. Comes across the top now to Dane Bacon. Over on the right sideline to Hawkinson, to Bacon. Here's a Charles Ferguson, spins at the free throw line. His pass deflected and is brought down by Johnson. He goes for the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down. Recovered here by Parrott, and he lays it in. Hastings got a block there with Tobin Reinwald, but Parrott right there for Bellevue, and he lays it in. 4 points now for James Parrott. And Bellevue has got a three-point lead over Hastings. It is 21-18. Here's a Charles Ferguson with the ball. Ferguson. There's the sideline now to Hawkinson. Bounce pass goes inside the lane. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted back the other way. Arrington lob pass and a slam. It's going to be missed by Parrott. Rebounded here by Bellevue. Parrott misses on a slam there for the Bruins. Out to Austin Bowen. Over on the wing on the left side to Jelani Johnson. Johnson gets it to Arrington. Dribbles down the paint. He loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings ball. Bellevue turns it away. End of the ball game now is Brady Lohman for Hastings. Also coming in, Brent Wells. Checking in now for Bellevue is going to be Richard Shepard. 21-18 is the score. Hastings down by 3 points. Just by the midway point here in the first half. 9:34 to go until halftime here tonight. Hastings with the ball. Broncos work with it in their offensive zone. That's Brady Lohman on the right sideline. Out to Tobin Reinwald. Brings it back to Woolman. Free throw line extended. Dribbles inside the paint. Nice feed there to Wells, and he lays her in. Brent Wells scores on a nice feed there. That's a 4 points now for Wells. Back the other way. A shot is up, and then the Broncos slow and getting back there. James Parrott scores for Bellevue. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. 23-20. The Bruins have a three-point lead. There's a Dane Bacon with the ball. Bacon moves it down in the corner. That's a Brady Woolman now to a Bacon. Comes across the top. Reinwald has got it. Reinwald puts it on the floor, dribbles, comes across the top to Woolman, moves it to the left sideline to Bacon, lobs the ball inside, turnaround jumper is up there by Flynn, it's going to be no good. Rebound Flynn, foul shot is no good, and he's fouling the play. So Flynn working hard inside there for Hastings, and a foul is going to be called here on Bellevue, and Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Austin Bowen picks up the personal foul, that's going to be his first. Team foul number six on the Bruins. Dylan Flynn to the free throw line. He has not scored so far tonight. Flynn puts it up there. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Second free throw. The Broncos have missed here tonight. Derek Davis comes back in. Here comes Jeremy Arrington back in there for the Bellevue Bruins. So Dylan Flynn will have one more here for Hastings. Flynn, the 6'7" sophomore out of Lincoln. Shot is up there. Good. Flynn hits one out of two. And the Bronco deficit is now 2 points. At 23-21, here's Arrington with the ball. Arrington to Johnson right at the free throw line. Bounce pass over on the wing on the left side to James Parrott. Parrott comes out between the rings to Arrington, moves it down in the corner. Arrington gets it back. Now on the wing on the left side, that's James Parrott with the ball. Down to the baseline is Shepard. A stop from 10, no good. Tip try, no good. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. I said 13. That would be Wells. Brett Wells picks up the personal foul, his first. Team foul number three on Hastings. Bellevue plays her back in. Here's a Johnson. Jelani Johnson throws up a three. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. Going down hard there for Bellevue. The foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Dane Bacon. He was trying to get away from a Bruin. And he came down on his back, but Bacon is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's team foul number four on the Broncos. 23-21, Bellevue has got the lead. Jelani Johnson with the ball as they try to set up here offensively. The Parrot. Parrot picked up there by Brent Wells of Hastings College. Back out between the rings to Jeremy Arrington. There's a Jelani Johnson. Back out to Shepard. Dribble penetration. Can't go up the shot. Gives it to Parrot. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Randy Lohman runs her back the other way for the Broncos. Left-handed dribble. Hands it away now to Bacon. Brings it back to Lohman on the left sideline. And now a whistle away from all the action again. And a personal foul is going to be called on Bellevue. It's going to go on Jeremy Arrington. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's the seventh team foul already on Bellevue here in the ballgame. 7 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings trailing Bellevue University by a score of 23-21. Going to the free throw line for the Broncos is going to be Brent Wells. Into the ball game now will be Hawkinson again for Hastings College, and coming out will be Dane Bacon. So Hawkinson back into the ball game. Jordan Hawkinson, the product out of Sandy Creek. The shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good by Wells. He misses, and the ball goes out of bounds and off of the fingertips of Flynn. So it's going to be Bellevue playing things in here in backcourt. The Broncos now will apply some pressure back here. 23-21, the Bruins with a two-point lead. They get it to the 10-second line. That's Parrott with the ball. He brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Over on the wing, the left side, they get it over there to a Jeremy Arrington, down to Parrott, down to Richard Shepard, down in the corner to a Jelani Johnson. He drives the baseline, comes back out of the wing. A three-pointer put up there and in, a three-pointer by Jeremy Arrington. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and now Bellevue has opened up a five-point lead, 26-21. Led by seven early in this one at 11-4 before the Broncos came back. Hastings back with the ball. Woman dribbles inside. Trap now goes up for the shot anyway. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bellevue. Streaking down the left side of the lane. All the way to the basket. The shot is up there. No good by Parrott. Tip try by Parrott. No good. Rebound Flynn of Hastings. Outlet pass to the right sideline. Brady Woman. Woman hustles into the forecourt. Now to Hawkinson. His shot from 15. Rims off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bellevue. Shepard has got the ball now for the Bruins. And now Bellevue will hold things up here. 6:39 to play here in the first half. It's 26-21. Bellevue with a five-point lead. Jeremy Arrington with the ball behind the screen. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Reverses the ball to Davis. Davis now to Jelani Johnson. His shot from the elbow is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brent Wells, not a woman, into the forecourt to Tobin Reinwald. Back out to Woman. They work it on the right side. That's Wells with the ball, not a Hawkinson. To Wells on the right sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. Nice pass inside to Flynn. Puts a man in the air. He shot no good, but he's fouling the play. They got the ball just to the left of the basket there to Dylan Flynn. A little ball fake. They draw the personal foul on Derek Davis. That's the third personal foul already on Derek Davis. And it occurs with 6:11 to play here in the first half. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. Flynn one out of two from the stripes so far in this ball game. He'll have a couple of shots here. His first one is up there. It is good. It is now 26-22. Bellevue has got the lead. So Davis is going to check out. Here comes Dylan Flynn. His second free throw is up there. It's going to be good. Flynn now 3 of 4 from the free throw line. And Hastings back within 3 points. Zach Lena is into the ball game now for Hastings College. So Lena is in there for the Broncos. One of the new faces here for the 2011-2012 season. Not many new faces on this roster this year. Broncos trailing by 3 points, 26-23. Here's a shot from deep in the right corner. Shot up and in. A three-pointer again. Jeremy Arrington has found his spot down here in the right corner. He scanned a couple of three-pointers, 29-23 now. The Bruins back out by 6 points. Down to 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Bellevue plays tremendous defense there. Broncos trying to dribble into the lane. The ball is poked away from Tobin Reinwald. That's the fifth turnover on Hastings, and here comes Bellevue back with the ball at a six-point lead. Jelani Johnson, his shot from 15 is too strong. Long rebound recovered here by Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. Reinwald will hold things up. The rest of his teammates in the offensive zone. Now Lena goes up there. His shot is up there. It's good, but he's called for the steps. Nice feed. Zach Lena had it. He put it up there left-handed, but he's called for the traveling violation. Six turnovers on Hastings so far in the ballgame. 5:15 to play here in the first half. It's 29-23. Hastings trailing by 6 points. Richard Shepard has got the ball now for Bellevue. Out here in three-point territory. Flips it away to Arrington. Right side down to Austin Bowen, who's back into the ballgame. To Jelani Johnson, deep in a corner. Brings it up high down to Shepard. Right side of the way, and as they hand the ball away to Arrington, his shot for three is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Brett Wells of Hastings. Wells runs her back the other way for Hastings College. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball, dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Over on the wing on the right side to Reinwald. Now to Wells, brings it back out to Reinwald. Dribbles to the free throw line. Back out into three-point territory. Right sideline down to Brent Wells. Takes it down to the baseline. Spins. Goes opposite corner down here to Reinwald. Back out of the wing to Woolman. Dribble penetration. Cut off nicely. Comes out here to Wells. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings has got it now to Hawkinson. Down to Woolman. Drives the baseline. Shot up and in. Ray Woolman takes from the left corner to the basket and scores. It's now a 29-25 ball game. The Broncos are down by 4 points. Going for the hole. The shot is up there. No good. A wide open shot there as Johnson misses the layup. Hastings comes back the other way, takes it all into the basket. There's a shot by Reinwald, no good. Rebound comes down to Austin Bowen. Bowen down the right sideline to Jelani Johnson. Down in the corner to Shepard. Shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound. Shepard grabs the ball. Out of the top of the arc, flips the ball away now to Arrington. He drives the baseline, goes up for the shot, and we got a whistle. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going on Hawkinson. Jordan Hawkinson picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. Down to 3 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings is trailing Bellevue by a score of 29-25. Non-shooting situation. Bellevue will play things in. Down here on the baseline, that's a James Parrott. Parrott comes out here to a Jelani Johnson. Johnson out here in three-point territory. Now to Parrott on the wing on the right side. Top of the key to Bowen. He drives it into the paint. Feeds it on to Johnson on the baseline. He drives. The ball is knocked away, and it's picked up here by Hastings. A turnover on Bellevue. Wells has got it. Coming back the other way to Hawkinson, and the foul is going to be called. Jordan Hawkinson driving the ball to the basket, and a foul is called here on Bellevue. Foul is going to go on Blake Zamdidio. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number 9 on the Bruins. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jordan Hawkinson. Hawkinson is 6'1" in sophomore out of Sandy Creek. So Hawkinson has not scored so far tonight, and his free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Austin Bowen. So Bowen has got it for Bellevue. 29-25 is the score. The Broncos are down by 4 points. Tom Didio with the ball down here on the right side. As they get it to a Bowen, his pass across the lane is going to be deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Bellevue playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jelani Johnson will inbound the ball here for Bellevue. He holds it, gets it inbounds to Parrott. Brings it back down to Jelani Johnson. On the wing to a Shepard. Shepard takes off, drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. A foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Zach Lena. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on Hastings. To the free throw line is going to be Richard Shepard. Shepard has got 5 points so far in the ball game, a 3 and a 2. This will be the first free throw of the night for Bellevue. And the shot is up there. It's going to be good. Shepard averages 13.5 points per ball game. 75% foul shooter in the season. He is now 4 out of 5 on free throws. Next one is up there. It is good. So it hits apparent. He's now got 7 points in the contest. Hastings is now trailing by 6 points in the ballgame, 31-25. 3 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Now to Charles Ferguson, who's back into the ballgame. To Wells, deep in a corner. Another to a Hawkinson. Hawkinson brings it now to Brady Lohman on the wing. Back outside the three-point arc. It's open. Reinwald to Hawkinson. The Reinwald, right side to Woolman. He cranks up a long-range jumper. Good. Just inside the ring. Ready. Woolman scores. He's now got 9 points in the ballgame. Leads the Broncos in scoring so far here in the first half. And Hastings back within 4 points. 31-27. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Zamdidio. And the rebound comes down to Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. Now to Brady Lohman. Hustles into the forecourt. Lohman now to Hawkinson. He drives for the basket, puts it up there, and misses. And the rebound comes down to Bellevue. That's Austin Bowen with the ball. Bowen dribbles out of there. Now leaves it here on the right sideline to Richard Shepard. Shepard brings it into the offensive zone to Jelani Johnson. Johnson out here at the point. The Broncos in a man-to-man defense. They're looking for maybe a play down here in the right corner. Jelani Johnson comes the other way. Nice bounce pass goes inside to get it to Bowen. Goes up for the shot, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Hastings College as Bowen goes up for the shot. It's going to go on Brady Lohman. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Broncos here in the ballgame. And going to the free throw line will be Austin Bowen. He's got 4 points in the ballgame so far. A couple of field goals. Bellevue 2 out of 2 from the free throw line of the ball game tonight. Make it 3 of 3 as that one goes down. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. Coming out will be Zach Lena. An athletic tall bunch here we're facing here tonight. The Bellevue University Bruins 1-1. They played Madonna, Michigan, and Indiana Wesleyan so far this season. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Bowen. Now we got a foul on the missed shot here. It's going to go on Bellevue. It's going to go on James Parrott. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 10 on the Bruins. Now Hastings College will come back the other way and have a couple of free throws at this end. Bellevue opened the season with a win over Madonna of Michigan, 81-69, and then lost to second-ranked Indiana Wesleyan, 100-93. Now they're facing Hastings College here in their third ball game of the season. Dylan Flynn to the free throw line for Hastings. The shot is up there. It's good. Flynn is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 4 points. The Bellevue lead is now 4-32-28. Into the ball game for Hastings will be Brent Wells, and coming out is going to be Charles Ferguson. So it's now a 32-28 ball game as Dylan Flynn will have one more here for the Broncos. Flynn dips to knees, puts up the shot. It's up there and down. Rattles around there and goes down through the hole, and Hastings back within 3 points. The Bruins 32, the Broncos 29. Jelani Johnson with the ball now as they get her down the high post. This is Austin Bowen with the ball. Gets it back down in the corner to Jelani Johnson. Brings it up to the elbow on the right side of the lane. They work it back around to the left side down to Shepard. He backs up, double team. Shepard to Jelani Johnson inside the free throw circle of Bowen. Bowen goes out of the wing to Shepard. Long range jumper for 3 is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Tobin Reinwald has got the ball for the Broncos. 1:20 to play here in the first half. The Broncos down by 3. There's Brady Lohman with the ball now for Hastings. Out between the rings to Brent Wells. Wells trying to penetrate, can't do it. Leaves it back out here to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald now to Brady Lohman. Man-to-man defense here for the Bruins. Down to 15 seconds on the shot clock. Right side is Tobin Reinwald, now to Brent Wells. Wells comes over here now to Hawkinson. Hawkinson to Wells. Entry pass to get it inside to Flynn. His shot is up there. It's no good. Bound up for the rebound. It's loose. Brought down by Wells. He goes up for the shot. It's good. Brent Wells scores. He picks up the trash in the lane and scores. He's now got 6 points. Back the other way, Jelani Johnson. His shot is no good. Rebound parity. Goes up and he's fouling the play. 32-31 is the score. Bellevue has got the lead. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hastings. That's going to be on Hawkinson. That's going to be his second. Going to the free throw line will be Parrott for Bellevue. 3 field goals, 6 points tonight. There's his first free throw. It's up there and in. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Dane Bacon. Going out will be Hawkinson. 33-31. Hastings down by two points here. Next shot is up there. It is good by Parrott. He's a 53% foul shooter coming in here. He's canned a couple of free throws here. 34-31 is the score. Hastings down by 3. We're down to 35 seconds to go here in the first half. We'll see if Hastings will play for one of the last shots here in this first half. Dane Bacon has got the ball now to Brady Lohman just across the 10-second line. Hastings will have to shoot with about 5 seconds left on the shot clock and the play clock here. Dribbling with the ball is Lohman. 8 seconds left in the shot clock. Loman on the wing on the right side. Now top of the key to Reinwald. Dribbles, hops in the lane, puts up a shot off balance. It's going to be no good. Tap tries up there and in by Wells. Wells gets the tip. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. There's a shot from half court. It is good. A three-pointer is good by Jelani Johnson at the buzzer there for Bellevue. So Hastings works to get the shot at this other end by Brent Wells. Jelani Johnson comes back and nails a half-court three-pointer for Bellevue, and the Bruins will have the lead at halftime by 4 points. So a rugged first half of play here, up and down in a very physical basketball game here in the first 20 minutes, and Hastings College going toe-to-toe here with the fourth-ranked team of the nation. At halftime, Bellevue has got the lead. It's the Bruins 37, the Broncos 33. You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena tonight. Hastings College basketball from 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Bellevue scoring off here in the men's contest here tonight. Broncos scored the first basket of the basketball game, but then Bellevue came back, scored the next three. Bellevue got out to a 6-2 advantage here in this one, and then 11-4. They led before Hastings College came back to tie things up at 13 points apiece. Broncos actually had the lead again at 14-13 and at 16-15. Broncos led 18-15 before Bellevue scored four straight points to make it 19-18. Bellevue then got out to a 26-21 advantage, 29-23, and the Bellevue Bruins have got the lead here at halftime by a score of 37-33, leading the way for Hastings so far. Has been Brady Lohman. He's got 9 points in the basketball game. Brent Wells has got 8 points. Tobin Reinwald has got six. Dylan Quinn has got 5 points so far for Hastings. Dane Bacon has got four. And 1 point for Jake Marvin. Hastings hitting 8 out of 12 from the free throw line in the first half of play, and officially 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Bellevue being led so far by Jelani Johnson. He's got 9 points in the contest. James Parrott has got 8. Jeremy Arrington has got 6 points. Austin Bowen has got 5. The other scorers, Blake Zomdidio, has got 2 points in the ball game. Bellevue is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half, and officially just 3 turnovers in the basketball game. So Hastings College is trailing the fourth-ranked team in the country in Bellevue tonight. The score is 37-33. At halftime, we're going to spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. The Broncos tonight picking up an exhibition win over Nebraska Kearney, 62-42. You can call an exhibition, Coach, but your team, I thought, played pretty well in this basketball game tonight.
You know, I thought we had a great defensive effort. We contested a lot of shots and made it made every shot difficult for them. I thought our post really did a good job inside because we weren't going to give them any help at all, and Alicia was very dominant at both ends of the floor. I thought she did a great job defensively, and then offensively, even against double teams, she was 9-for-10. So that was really the beginning of it. And then after that, we had some people hit some threes, and we got a lead. And even though we had too many turnovers tonight, a lot of good things about the game.
The turnovers, that's what you expect early in the basketball season, Ed. You can live with that early?
Well, I'm starting to expect it a little bit too much is probably the problem, but you know, we've had some 20-plus turnover ball games, even though we're, you know, undefeated at this point, and it's something we've got to get better at. We've got to get better at taking care of the ball. We've got to get better at beating the post and reading the defense and reading the help. And so, you know, I'm hoping as we get farther into the season we'll do a better job, because you know as well as I do, we'll see some GPAC schools that put a lot of pressure on us.
Coach, defensively might be your biggest improvement so far. You've held some pretty good teams. York to 42 points, Southwestern to 59, Mount Mercy to 54 points, and they held Nebraska Kearney tonight to, 42 points. Your defense is playing a sensational here to get the season started.
We have, and what I really like is that we've done it with both man and zone. Now, tonight we felt that the quickness that Kearney had would be a problem for us, so we played zone all night. But we've done some good things with Southwest and with Mount Mercy, both ranked teams in man-to-man defense. So I really like how well everybody is playing and how hard everybody is playing at the defensive end.
Hastings got out to a 39-26 lead at the halftime. And the nice thing, you stretched that lead in the second half, got up by 20 points for the last 11 minutes of the ball game. Kearney really never had a major run there in the second half. That's always good to see.
You know, they didn't. I expected some runs out of them, but for the most part, other than Debbie Johnson, we really did a nice job on their perimeter shooters and didn't give any threes. Even though we had 23 turnovers, there wasn't very many of those that led to runouts to where they got some fast break layups. So, you know, while we've had a problem with our turnovers, the good news with our turnovers is a lot of those have been the type where you have to inbound the ball or you have to run the full 94 feet, and we've been able to get back and defend again.
Yeah, Hastings College winning in the basketball game tonight over Nebraska Kearney by the score of 62-42. In addition to Alicia's good night tonight, you had some people score for you. And that's what it's going to take. We're going to make a run this year. We're going to need more than just one or two girls, right?
You know, we've talked about that in the pregame, the fact that we've had a lot of different people step up and play very well. And tonight was really Alicia's night. She's had good nights, but tonight she was very dominant in the post. Then we got some outside shooting with Sophia hitting some threes, and we got great penetration. And, you know, you look at Cammie Bruckman, and her numbers in the final results don't look very good, but she gets her hands on every loose ball. She knocks a lot of balls loose, and when teams are trying to penetrate, she gets us three or four offensive boards tonight. She really just does a lot of very unrecordable but very important jobs for us.
Officially, you got out-rebounded tonight 39-36, but a lot of those rebounds came late in the ball game. You were really the aggressor, I thought, on the boards tonight.
We did, and you know, the one stat that I look at that is, even though we gave up so many offensive boards, most of those were dead ball type situations where, again, they had the inbound it. We got to play 5-on-5 out of it, and there was, I think, when I counted it, only about 7 actual offensive rebounds where they rebounded it and had a shot in against us. So, you know, it's a stat we've got to work on to get better at, but it's also a stat that's not killing us like you would expect 22 offensive boards to do.
So Hastings College officially an exhibition game tonight, so the record will stay at 3 wins and no losses. But mentally, that had to do something for your basketball team, beating a NCAA Division II opponent tonight. Now you can just pick up from here and go on to and play McPherson coming up this Saturday.
Well, and again, we talked about this in the pregame. Everything is about confidence right now. We're still a young team, even though we've got 3 seniors and 2 juniors. We play a lot of sophomores, and even our freshmen have some good minutes tonight. So the more success we can have, the harder we'll play, the better things will work. And you know, we need that, because we turn around and our conference opener is on the road at Morningside, number 2 in the country. So, you know, everything we're doing right now is in preparation for that game.
We're going to see a lot of ranked teams when we go on the road, when they come here. A lot of teams in the GPAC are going to be ranked. That's just life playing in the GPAC, huh?
Well, it's kind of life as Hastings. I mean, we really can't get School for the Blind to play us very often. And, you know, this is a great facility. I'm always surprised the teams don't want to come in and play in this facility. But I understand also that, with the exception of last year, there haven't been very many losses in this facility. So scheduling is always a challenge, and we do what we can. But bottom line is that between our conference and our non-conference games, at least 50% of our schedule is against ranked teams.
Yeah, and the conference looks to be very, very tough again. You mentioned Morningside. Northwestern is hanging out there. You can just go right on down the list. We're picked to finish maybe in the mid-pack, according to the coaches. But that's like based on last year and the results of who you got coming back. We never put much belief into that, the coach's poll to start the season.
Well, I think we deserve the ranking that we got in the preseason based on the 5-13 conference record last year and the fact that we hadn't shown that we could close out ball games. Now, a year later, we're doing a much better job at that. We're doing a better job of being a smarter basketball team. So I don't think we're going to be an eighth-place team.
Let's hope not.
But, you know, the other side of it is, again, you look at even Concordia, who's ranked fourth, they are forcing about 35 turnovers a night. Their press is really causing a lot of problems. So that might be one of those games. The first team to 35 wins the ball game.
We see a couple of teams that run tremendous pressure, and we'll see those as the year progresses. You feel comfortable that we got a squad this year to maybe run with some of those teams?
You know, again, I think we've got to eliminate some of the turnovers. Brittany Wong, I think, is a very solid ball handler for us. Great vision on the floor, great speed to get by things. I think we're using our post pretty effectively to throw over the top of the presses. But the real test is going to come, like I said, with Concordia and with Briarcliff, because those are the two best pressing teams in the country.
And they are coming up here shortly for Hastings College women's basketball team. So a great start, Coach. Keep her going. Officially 3-0, but a 4-0 start for you. And I'm sure you'll take that. Now you move on to McPherson. You know anything going about this team this weekend?
You know, the only thing that we know is that their record's not particularly strong, but if you look at their stats, they have about five players in the top 20 in the country in steals. So I'm assuming we're going to see a lot of pressure. We're going to see a lot of pressing. We're going to see, just kind of a bee's nest coming after us. And so it'll be a great challenge again as we prepare for Morningside the next week.
All right, good luck this weekend. We'll catch you after the football season is wrapped up. We'll see you next week.
All right, see ya.
Yep, Jeff Dittman, the head coach for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Again, the Broncos knocked off the University of Nebraska Kearney tonight by a score of 62-42. Hastings hitting 48% of their field goals in the ball game tonight, 54% from three-point territory, 47% from the free throw line. Meanwhile, Nebraska Kearney in that first ball game hit only 28% of their shots, 25% from three-point territory, and 58% from the free throw line. Hastings College was led in the ball game tonight by Alicia Stadler, 20 points in the ball game. Sophia McDermott had 11. Leading the way for Nebraska Kearney was Debbie Johnson. She scored 18 points. Hastings will play at McPherson down in Kansas coming up this weekend. The men's game going on right now. Hastings College is trailing the fourth-ranked team in the country in Bellevue. They're scoring at halftime at 37-33. We'll have more at halftime. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boers Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boers Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena at halftime of the men's game, 37-33. Bellevue has got the lead. Shooting numbers in the first half, Bellevue hit 14 out of 37 for 37.8%. The Bruins just 4 of 15 on three-pointers for 26%. They knocked down 5 out of 6 free throws for 83%. Hastings hitting 57% from the floor in the first half, 12 out of 21. Hastings just 1 out of 3 on three-pointers for 33%, 8 out of 12 from the free-throw line, 66%. Bruins out-rebounding Hastings 19-16, including 10-3 on the offensive end. The Broncos have got one block shot and one steal so far in this first half of play, and officially 9 turnovers in the ball game. The Bruins have turned the ball over 3 times, no block shots and 6 steals. Leading the way for Hastings so far in the ball game for points is Brady Lohman. He's got 9 points. He's got 9 points and 4 rebounds. The leading rebounder for the Broncos in the first half was actually Brett Wells. as he comes through with six boards. Leading the way for Bellevue is Jelani Johnson. He has got 9 points, and the leading rebounder is Austin Bowen. He's got 5 boards here in the first half of play. So we're at halftime. Bellevue with a lead over Hastings College by the score of 37-33. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex as we get set for the second half here. Hastings College trailing Bellevue by the score of 37-33. And Bellevue will have the opening possession. The Bruins will shoot to our basket to our left. A tough physical basketball game here tonight with the fourth-ranked team of the nation in here to take on Hastings. The Broncos will start off in a man-to-man defense here in the second half. They go right attacking to the basket, and an offensive foul is going to be called by Parrott. They're on Parrott. James Parrott picks up his second personal as he runs over a Bronco down there. That was a Flynn who got up off of the deck for Hastings. So Parrott picks up the personal foul, the first team foul in the Bruins, and now Hastings will come back the other direction. Bellevue hitting a three-point field goal from half court to get out to this four-point lead, and now Hastings turns the ball over here as they lose the ball out of bounds. Dane Bacon turns the ball over there for Hastings College. So a turnover on the Broncos. That's going to be the 10th turnover on Hastings there in the ball game. Bellevue has got only three. Bruins have the ball down at the baseline, losing the ball. There is a Bowen, and the ball goes out of bounds. So they say it was last touched by Hastings. So it's going to be Bellevue playing it in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Just underway here in the second half. Bellevue has got a four-point lead over Hastings, 37-33. Here's a Jelani Johnson, circles around, puts it up off balance shot. It's going to be no good in the lane, and the rebound comes down to Brett Wells of Hastings down the right sideline to Tobin Reinwald. He has his pocket picked. That's a Jelani Johnson coming back the other way, and now he goes sliding down to the hardwood, and the foul is called. Dylan Flynn picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half of play. So Bellevue will play things in. Jelani Johnson has got it out between the rings. Hastings still in the man-to-man defense. Johnson dribbles to the top of the three-point circle. Gives the ball away to Richard Shepard. Shepard now on the right side. That's going to be James Parrott with the ball. Dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Stops, reverses the ball now to Jeremy Arrington. Arrington gets it away to Jelani Johnson. Drives inside, contact made, and another foul called. Jelani Johnson attacking the basket there, and the foul is going to be called on Tobin Reinwald. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line now for Bellevue is going to be Jelani Johnson. He has got 9 points in the ball game. Knocked down 3 2-point field goals and a three-pointer there at the end of the first half. 9 points. This will be his first free throw. It is up there. It is good. Johnson will have one more. Bellevue is a team hitting 62% of their free throws so far in the first two ball games of the season. 47% from the field and 35% from three-point territory. Next shot by Johnson is up there and in. Johnson now at 11, and the Bellevue lead is back up to 6 points. It is 39-33. Bellevue leading by a half a dozen. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Brent Wells dribble penetration. His pass down on the baseline is going to be intercepted. Intercepted, long pass down to Florida. Barrett shot good, and he's fouled. Dylan Flynn comes back and commits the personal foul. That's going to be his third. James Parrott gets the field goal for Bellevue University. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Bellevue has opened up an 8-point lead over Hastings College. 18 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the ball game. The score, Bellevue 41, Hastings 33.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight brought to you in part. And your net streaming is sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. High school football coming your way on Friday night here on 1230 KHAS. Got the Class B semifinals. Adams Central will play the Antlers out of Elkhorn. On the air with the pregame show at 6:45. And the kickoff will be at 7 o'clock right here on 1230 KHAS. We'll bounce from football to basketball, back to football here in this transition period for high school and college sports. James Parrott to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play, and he misses the free throw. Rebound comes down to Hastings College. So it's a 41-33 ball game. The Broncos are trailing here in the ball game. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball. Now to a Brent Wells. Comes back outside the ring to a Dane Bacon. Around the circle to Wells, now to Tobin Reinwald. Dribble penetration, leads him out here to Flynn. He drives his way to the basket, puts it up there left-handed, no good. Rebound Wells, follow shot, no good. Tip try good. Brent Wells gets another rebounded put back there. Wells has now got 10 points in the ball game for Hastings. And the Broncos are back to within 6 points. 41-35, Bellevue shooting toward the end with a student body behind their basket here in the second half. Jelani Johnson on the ball. They get it inside, down to Austin Bowen. He turns around, the ball poked away, and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to go on Wells. That's going to be his second. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Zach Lena. Zach Lena into the ball game. One of the new faces here for the Broncos for this 2011-2012 season. Lena is a 6'4" freshman out of Omaha. Down to the ball game, here's a long pass inside to Bowen, right in the lane. He puts a move on, dribbles right to left across the lane and scores it. Austin Bowen scores. That's his third field goal. He's got 7 points. Bellevue now with an 8-point lead again. The Bruins 43 and the Broncos 35 here in the second half with 17 and a half to play. Brady Lohman comes out here to a Dane Bacon. They get it to Lena. Now down in the corner to the left side to Tobin Reinwald. Back out of the wing. There's Brent Wells to Lohman. Now right side to a Dane Bacon. Back out to Wells. Long pass goes inside to Lena. Grabs the ball. Shoots and scores. Zach Lena scores for Hastings. That's his first field goal as a Bronco. It is now 43-37. Zach Lena gets in there for the Broncos and scores. Deep in the right corner is Jelani Johnson. Johnson brings it out on the wing to Arrington. Comes across the top to Shepard. Down in the corner to James Parrott around the screen. Parrott now dribbles down the lane. Scoop shot up and in. James Parrott is their leading scorer. He's averaging 23 points per ball game in the first two. He has got 12 points so far tonight. Here's Reinwald on the other end. His shot way off of the mark. No good, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go inside on the Bruins. It's going to go on, it's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Zach Lena. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number five already in the Broncos here in the second half. Five team fouls on Hastings, only one on Bellevue here in the second half. 45-37, the Bruins sneaking away from the Broncos here. Now leading by 8 points, and they've got the basketball. Jelani Johnson with the ball now for Bellevue. Goes over on the wing. Entry pass to get it inside to Bowen. He spins, puts up a shot over Lena. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Brent Wells has got it here for Hastings College. Gives it away now to a Brady Lohman. Takes off, drives it down the lane. Shot no good, and he's fouling the play. Brady Lohman drives the ball to the basket there, and he draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Parrott of Bellevue. That's going to be his third. And going to the free throw line now for Hastings will be Brady Lohman. Lohman has got 9 points so far in the game for Hastings. He's knocked down a three-pointer. He's got 3 two-point field goals. Averaged 5.8 a season ago and 2.1 rebounds. Broncos are trailing 45-37. And the free throw is up there and in by Lohman. Hastings hit 8 out of 12 from the free throw line in the first half. Lohman hits one right here. It's now 45-38. The Broncos are down by 7 points. Asanoh Diop is into the ball game now for Bellevue. The second shot is up there. It is good by Brady Lohman, so he hits a pair. He's now got 11 points in the ball game, 45-39. Bellevue is up. Here's a shot off the baseline. It's up and in. Jelani Johnson, he's now got 13. Just to the right of the basket, he hits one there for Bellevue. 47-39. Hastings down by 8 points. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Bacon, dribble penetration, and the pass is going to be off of the fingertips of Lena out of bounds. The Broncos turn it away. That's the 13th turnover in the ball game. And in the ball game now for Hastings College is going to be Jordan Hawkinson. He comes in. Tobin Reinwald will come to the bench. 47-39, Hastings College trailing here in the ball game, 15-50 to play here in the contest. Bellevue has got the ball back in their offensive end. That's it, Jelani Johnson down in the baseline. Brings it out on the wing, now to Richard Shepard. Shepard exchanges places and goes down in the corner on the right side, working there against Wells. There's a Diop with the ball back outside now to Arrington. Dribbles down the lane, puts up a move. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Jeremy Arrington gets the field goal to go down there for Bellevue. The bucket will count. And now Arrington will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The foul is going to go on Hawkinson. That's going to be his third. Jeremy Arrington to the stripe. He's a 66% foul shooter so far in the first two ball games. Two out of three from the line. His shot is up there. It is good. Arrington has now got 9 points here in this ball game. And now Bellevue has opened up a 50-39 lead over Hastings. They've outscored the Broncos 13-6 so far here in the second half. There's a Brent Wells with the ball. Right side of the lane. They reverse the ball and comes out to a Brady Lohman. On the left side, that's Bacon with it now. To Hawkinson, to Bacon. Here's a Brent Wells. Dribbles to the elbow on the left side. His pass is going to be thrown into the scorer's table here on the near sideline. Broncos trying to run a set play there, and they throw it away. The 14th turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Coming out will be Wells. Coming back in will be Tobin Reinwald. 15:05 to play here in the second half. Hastings trailing the fourth-ranked team in the country in Bellevue. The score is 50-39. Jelani Johnson with the ball now as the pace is slowed down just a little bit as Johnson takes it down the right sideline. Behind the screen to the free throw line. Shot is up there and in. Jelani Johnson, no answer for him tonight. He's got 15 points in the ball game. It's now 52-39. The Broncos are trailing by 13. Bounce pass goes inside to Jake Marvin. He spins, puts it up there in the lane. Shot good. Marvin scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 3 points. Now 52-41, deep in the left corner, Zambidio. His shot is up there, no good. Diop grabs the rebound for Bellevue. Goes back out to Jelani Johnson. Near the midcourt stripe here, Johnson gets away. Dribble penetration down the lane, down in the corner to Shepard. Shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Hawkinson with the ball now for the Broncos. Hustles into the forecourt with Brady Lohman. Down in the corner to Bacon. Shot for good. Three-pointer good for Dane Bacon. He's now got 7 in the ball game, and the Broncos are back within 8 points. 52-44. Bellevue with it now. This is a Jeremy Arrington with the ball. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Over to Richard Shepard. Shepard goes to Zambidio. Over here on the left side to Arrington. Entry pass to Diop. Kicks it back down in the corner to Arrington. Shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tobin Reinwald, long pass down the floor. Tipped away from Wells. And it's recovered here by Richard Shepard. Turnover number 15 on Hastings as the Broncos trying to catch Bellevue sleeping there defensively. 52-44. Broncos down by 8. The Bruins have the ball. This is Richard Shepard with it now. Out here in three-point territory, working against Lohman. Comes across the top to a Johnson. Johnson gets into the hands now of Jeremy Arrington. Bounce pass goes inside to Dio. Puts up a left-handed hook shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Jake Marvin with the board there for the Broncos. Right sideline down to Wells. Here's Jake Marvin. Pulls up at the elbow. Right side, a shot over Diop. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Richard Shepard of Bellevue. 13 minutes to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing 52-44. Broncos drop back in their man-to-man defense. Here's Arrington with the ball. Dribbles right to left across the free throw line. Now to Richard Shepard. Shepard trying to dribble inside. Can't do it. Kicks it back out here to Jelani Johnson. They give him room. Johnson dribbles to the right elbow. Shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. High in the air for the rebound for Hastings, Jake Marvin. Marvin gets it away now to Brady Lohman. Hustles up the floor. He goes for the basket. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down by Diop. Neal grabs it here for Bellevue. Long pass down the floor to Arrington. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound loose. It's picked up underneath the basket by Shepherd, and he lays it in. Richard Shepherd scores. He's got 9 points, and now the Broncos want to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout, 12 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Bellevue 54, Hastings 44.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Ferrell Arena tonight, Bronco basketball from 1230 KHAS. Again, in the women's ball game, Hastings beat Nebraska Kearney by 20. 62-42. Alicia Stadler had a good ball game tonight. She scored 20 points for Hastings. Sophia McDermott had 11. Leading the way for Nebraska Kearney tonight was Debbie Johnson, 18 points. Officially has an exhibition game here tonight on the women's side. But the Broncos wing it, and they're still undefeated, so to speak, on the season. And Hastings will play at McPherson coming up this Saturday night. Hastings College men, this is the real thing here tonight, playing the fourth-ranked team in the country. This will count on their official standings here this season. Broncos are trailing 54-44. Hastings working with the ball following the timeout. They work the ball inside to Jake Marvin. His shot's to be blocked down, but it's recovered by the Broncos. Down in the corner now to Brent Wells. And now we got a problem here on the shot clock. That basket there, that shot did not draw iron, so the shot clock should not have reset. And they're going to have to put some more time back up there. We're put 18 seconds up on the clock. Yeah, the last shot did not draw iron, so the shot clock should not have reset. And now we're at 18 seconds on the shot clock, 11:50. The play in the ball game, Hastings trailing 54-44. Broncos with the ball on their offensive end. Charles Ferguson has got the ball. Ferguson, right side of the wing, comes out to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald, not a woman, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. He goes up for the shot. It's too strong. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down there by Austin Bowen. Bowen comes back now for Bellevue. Gets to the right sideline to Arrington. Arrington pulls up at the three-point circle. Out of Bowen. Near side to Zamdidio. Back between the rings again to Arrington. Moves it over on the wing on the right side. Hastings in the man-to-man. Bounce pass goes inside. The ball tipped away. And it's going to be kicked officially by the Broncos. And they threw a little violation there. And it's going to be Bellevue playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 11-18 to play here in the ball game. Hastings trailing the fourth-ranked Bellevue University Bruins by 10. 54-44. Bellevue is led by as many as 13 here in the ballgame. And now Bellevue turns the ball away, trying to get it inbounded to Jeremy Arrington. It goes off of his fingertips, out of bounds. Turnover number 4 on the Bruins in the ballgame. The Broncos have got 15. Dylan Flynn coming into the ballgame now for Hastings College. Checking in there for Bellevue is going to be Jelani Johnson. 11 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the game. Hastings down by 10 points, 54-44. The Broncos trailed 36-33 at halftime. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball to a Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald gets it on the wing on the left side to a Brent Wells. Comes over here to a Brady Lohman on the right side of the lane. Down in the corner to a Reinwald, to Lohman, back to Tobin. Lobs it inside now to Flynn. Spins, fakes, puts up a shot, no good, but he's fouling the play. And Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College as he was hacked on the arm there. Flynn so far tonight, 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. He's got all of his points from the free throw line tonight. And Didio picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his second. And a shot from the free throw line is up and in by Flynn. The Bellevue lead is now 9 points at 54-45. Hastings College men will be on the road this weekend. They'll play at McPherson down in Kansas. Coming up on Saturday, that'll be a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Second shot is up there. It's good by Dylan Flynn, and the Broncos are back to within 8 points, 54-46. Bellevue has got it. Jelani Johnson comes back in the offensive zone to Zamdidio. He puts up a little scoop shot, no good, but a tip try is up and in. by Parrott. Parrott picks up that last basket. Now Hastings comes back the other way. A shot taken there is going to be no good by Brent Wells. Running back the other way is Jelani Johnson. He lobs it up there, and Parrott slams it home. So back-to-back baskets there for James Parrott. It's now 58-46. Here's Tobin Reinwald. His shot is no good, and a foul is going to be called. This is an athletic bunch we're seeing from Bellevue here tonight. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Bellevue. It's going to go on Blake Zamdidio. That's going to be his third. To the free throw line for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald. Bellevue is a team that has been in the NAIA National Playoffs just about every year for the last 10 years. They have made a living down there in Point Lookout, Missouri. Several of those years, they made a nice little run. Made it into the semifinals one of those years. So when Reinwald hits the first one, second one is up there, it's good again. So a 10-point lead now for Bellevue. 58-48, about halfway through the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Bellevue has got the ball. Here's a James Parrott, moves it down to the baseline. Here's a shot taken, it's up there. It's going to be no good by Austin Bowen. Rebound comes down to Hastings, and a foul is going to be called. Reinwald coming out of there with a basketball. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Richard Shepard. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Bruins. Hastings with 6 team fouls here in the second half. So Hastings can cut the lead down to single digits again here with a basket. 58-48. The Bruins have the lead. Here's Lohman. Bounce pass inside to Reinwald. His shot is up in the air as he banks one home. Nice pass by Brady Lohman. He gets the assist, and Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within 8. 58-50 is the score. Here's a Bellevue back in their offensive end. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Bounce pass goes inside to Bowen. He puts up a little right-handed hook shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald for Hastings. Tobin has got the ball for the Broncos into the forecourt. Now to Lohman. Lohman moves it down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Wells. And the rebound comes down to Zamdidio. Comes down the near sideline is Shepard. He attacks the lane. The pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Brent Wells. That is the fifth turnover on Bellevue. Coming back the other way. Nice pass to Wells, and he lays it in. Charles Ferguson driving down the lane, and he dishes off to Brent Wells. Wells with 12 points. We've got a timeout. The Broncos are back within 6 points. 8 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the second half. We'll take a break with a score of Bellevue 58, Hastings 52.
The superheroes of service powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 8 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Bellevue is led by as many as 13 points here in the ballgame at 52-39. The Broncos have come back now to pull within 6 points at 58-52 with 8 minutes and 57 seconds to play. This is as close as the Broncos have been here in a while. 58-52, Bellevue with a 6-point lead. After the ball game tonight, they're going to transform this place into a volleyball facility. The state high school volleyball tournament will be played here tomorrow. Class C1 will play their opening round games here all day long tomorrow, starting at 12:30. So they'll get set up for that. The state volleyball tournament will occupy this facility throughout the day tomorrow and into the night. 58-52 is the score. Hastings down by 6 points. Here's Bellevue with the ball back in their offensive end. Arrington has got it. Bounce pass goes inside to Diop. He puts up a shot good. Boy, he's a tough cookie to handle in there as a Diop at 6'10", and a senior scores there. Over the Broncos inside and Dylan Flynn. The Bellevue lead is back up to 8 points now. It's 60-52. The Broncos need to keep the pressure on Bellevue here in this second half. Here's Brent Wells with the ball. Lobs it down low to Flynn. He goes up for the shot and scores. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Dylan Flynn. He's got 9 points. He's got 7 free throws. 60-54. Hastings back within 6 points now with 8 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in this one. Here's a Richard Shepard with the ball. Comes to the near sideline. Down in the corner to Arrington. Comes out to Richard Shepard. Bellevue working with the ball. Here's a Jelani Johnson. Back outside now to Arrington. He dribbles down the right side of the lane, stops and pops and scores. Jeremy Arrington scores. He's got 11 points in the ball game, and Bellevue back out to a six-point lead, 62-54. Here's a Charles Ferguson with the ball now. Ferguson out here to a Brent Wells. Wells comes over here to Brady Lohman, mishandles the ball, but it's picked up here by Tobin Reinwald, not a Lohman. Picked up out defensively by Richard Shepard out here in three-point territory, and now forces him out near the 10-second line. There's a throw down in the corner to Ferguson, nearly lost the ball. Ferguson gets it inside now, 7 seconds left in the shot clock. Wells backs up. His pass to the free throw line is intercepted. Intercepted by Shepard running back the other way. He loses control of the ball coming down the lane, and a foul is going to be called. And he's now going to go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Tobin Reinwald. If he sings, that's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. And going to the free throw line will be Richard Shepard. Shepard has got 9 points in the ball game, only 2 so far here in the second half. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, a 75% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there and the shot good. It's now 63-54. Bellevue has got a 9-point lead over the Broncos. Into the ball game now will be Dane Bacon. Coming to the bench for Hastings will be Charles Ferguson. 63-54, Bellevue with a 9-point lead. Next shot is up there, it's good. 64-54, so Bellevue maintaining that 8-10-point lead over Hastings here in the second half. Broncos come back with the ball back to their offensive end. Dane Bacon has got it out here. Top of the key, they go to Dylan Flynn, hops inside the lane. Here's a pass deflected, and it is brought down by Parrott. A turnover on Hastings, and now a foul is called in backcourt. Parrott came down with the ball, and then a personal foul is whistled on Hastings. And a foul is going to go on Dylan Flynn, picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. Down to the scorer's table, checking in will be Jake Marvin for Hastings, and Flynn will come to the bench. 7 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Bellevue has got a 10-point lead over Hastings. It is 64-54. James Parrott to the free throw line. He's got 16 points in the ball game, and he misses the free throw. He will get the second one. And the rebound comes down to the Broncos. Brady Lohman has got it now. Lohman to Dane Bacon. Bacon to Brent Wells. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Down to the baseline. Jumper by Marvin. No good. Rebound is lost out of bounds off of Wells' hand. And it's going to be Bellevue ball. 6:48 to play. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. The Broncos will call a timeout. 6 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Bellevue 64, Hastings 54.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The score 64-54. Bellevue has got the lead over Hastings. Broncos will play a couple of non-conference games coming up. McPherson coming up on Saturday. Sterling during the week next week. And then Hastings will start the Great Plains Athletic Conference season a week from Saturday. They'll be in Sioux City to take on the Morningside Mustangs. Also before Thanksgiving, they've got a home gate with Midland. That'll be on November 22nd, so a couple of conference games before Thanksgiving, and then before the 1st of December, Hastings will take on Doan in Crete, so 3 conference games will be in the books at the end of this month. Hastings trying to come back from a 9-20 season a year ago. They were 5-13 in the GPAC. Right now, trailing the 4th-ranked team in the country in Bellevue by just 10 points. 64-54 with 6 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the ball game. Bellevue will come back with the ball. Jelani Johnson has got it now as he flips it out here into 3-point territory. James Parrott dribbles with it. Now to Richard Shepard. Richard Shepard being hawked out there by Brent Wells defensively, who has had a good ball game tonight for Hastings College. Here's a Jelani Johnson. Johnson dribble penetration, splits a couple of defenders, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. The officials look at one another and they give the ball to Bellevue. The Broncos knock it off of Jelani Johnson's hands out of bounds. It's going to be Bellevue playing things in. So with 12 seconds left in the shot clock, Jeremy Arrington has got the ball out here in three-point territory. He drives the ball now against Bacon around the screen, down the left side of the lane, hops inside the paint, and the foul called. The foul here is going to go on Bacon. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Got some free throws coming up now for Bellevue. This is going to be Jeremy Arrington. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 1 out of 1 from the free throw line, 66% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It won't go. He won't get the second one. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Jake Marvin with the ball for the Broncos as Hastings comes back in their offensive zone, trailing by 10 points here as we near the six-minute mark here in the second half. Bacon with it now over in the left wing. Brady Lohman takes it down to the baseline, kicks it back out of the wing. Here's a shot way off of the mark by Jake Marvin. But the rebound comes down offensively here to a Brent Wells out to Dane Bacon. Bacon trying to penetrate, can't do it. Comes back outside the ring to Wells. Takes it down the right side of the lane. His pass back outside is going to be thrown out of bounds. Dane Bacon goes sliding into the second row of the bleachers on the far sideline as the Broncos commit another turnover right here. 5:45 to play. And now coming out is going to be Wells. Coming in is going to be Jordan Hawkinson for Hastings. 64-54 is the score. Hastings trailing by 10 points here. There's Jelani Johnson with the ball now for Bellevue. Comes out to Richard Shepard. Shepard gets around Dane Bacon, takes it to the left side of the floor. Here's Jeremy Arrington with the ball. He circles around, takes it to the right side now. Here's Parrott, and he's called for the steps. Arrington goes to Parrott, and he's called for the traveling violation. That's the sixth turnover on the Bellevue University Bruins here in the basketball game. Hastings will get the ball back here. 5 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the basketball game. The Broncos trailing by 10, 64-54. Here's Marvin at the top of the key. Backs down the lane. His pass to the left side is going to be intercepted, but a traveling violation anyway. As Jake Marvin fell down as he tried to take the ball down the lane there, and a traveling violation is called on Marvin. Turnover number 18 on the Broncos. That's way too many. 64-54. Hastings down by 10 points. Jelani Johnson brings her back now for Bellevue. Comes into the offensive zone. Left-handed dribble against Lohman. James Parrott now on the right side on the wing to a Shepard to a Diop at the top of the circle. Right in front of the Bellevue bench now. They get it to Parrott. He drives. His shot is up there. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound loose. Diop had it. And now he lost it out of bounds. So Hastings will get it on the possession. 5 minutes to play. 64-54. We've been stuck on this score for a while. The Broncos still down by 10. Marvin has got it outside the ring. Now to Tobin Reinwald looking to penetrate. Contact made. Foul called. Another foul here will go on Bellevue. This will be on Jelani Johnson. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Bruins here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in here on the near sideline. 64-54. Hastings will play things in. They get it to Brady Lohman over there. Lohman looking to penetrate. Lohman can't put up a shot. Gets rid of it now to Hawkinson. Hawkinson out to Tobin Reinwald. Back out to Hawkinson. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Gets his own rebound. Lost it out of bounds. Hawkinson had the rebound down on the baseline and lost the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Bellevue ball. 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings trailing Bellevue by a score of 64-54. Jelani Johnson with the ball now for Bellevue. Takes it down to the baseline. Comes back out on top to Richard Shepard. Moves over to Arrington. Down the right sideline to Jelani Johnson. Pounds the ball back inside to Diop. He turns around. The ball is knocked loose and is picked up by Lohman. A turnover there on Bellevue. A long pass down the floor. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Hawkinson. Here's Jelani Johnson, and he throws the basketball away. At the other end, trying to get the ball to Richard Shepard. The Broncos now with 19 turnovers in the ball game. Bellevue has got 8. Hastings coming back quickly, back in the offensive zone. Hawkinson back out to a Brady Lohman. Man-to-man defense here for Bellevue. Left side, that's a Hawkinson with the ball. Free throw line extended. Hawkinson around the screen. Takes it into the lane. Bounce pass comes over here on the right side to Lohman. Lohman spins right side of the lane. The ball tipped away, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul going to be called here. It's going to go on Jeremy Arrington. That's going to be his second. And that's going to be the 7th team foul now on the Bruins. That will send Hastings to the free throw line. So 7 team fouls on the Bruins, and Hastings will go to the free throw line now with 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play. 64-54. The Bruins have the lead over the Broncos here tonight. And going to the line for Hastings will be Brady Lohman. He's got 11 points in the ball game. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings trailed at halftime, 37-33. Here's a shot from the line up and in by Brady Lohman. Into the ball game now is going to be Dylan Quinn for Hastings. Going out will be Jake Marvin. Bellevue got out to a 13-point lead here in the second half at 52-39, but the Broncos closed the gap down to 6. They have not been able to get any closer than that. Roman's second shot is up there. It's going to be good. He's now got 13 points in the ball game, and it's 64-56. Again, an 8-point deficit to make up here. We're down to 3.5 minutes to go. Bellevue with the ball. Here's a Jeremy Arrington. Out in the corner, they work it back out to Shepherd as they working around the three-point arc here. Here's Arrington, top of the key now. Takes it to the elbow. Gives it away to Bowen. His shot from the left elbow is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos have the ball, trailing by 8 points here. Brady Lohman has got it down in the corner. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Bacon. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. His shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 12 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are back within 6 points. Timeout. Hastings, 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in regulation. The score is Bellevue 64, Hastings 58.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastings.edu. Also online at hastingslink.com. All over the place tonight. 64-58 is the score. Hastings with a 6-point deficit to make up here. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Leading the way for Hastings so far. Brady Woolman's got 13. Brent Wells has got 12. Tobin Reinwald with 12 points in the basketball game. 64-58. Hastings has been as close as 6 points here in the second half and have not been able to inch any closer than that. Lonnie Johnson has got the ball. Bounce pass goes on the right side of the lane to Austin Bowen. Brings it up high on the block. Back out to Johnson. Johnson looking to penetrate. Stops at the free throw line. Out to Arrington. 8 seconds in the shot clock. Arrington kicks it out to Zelani Johnson, drives the ball against Woolman. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline. Shot is no good. Rebound Hastings. Here comes Tobin Reinwald back the other way. Tobin drives, shoots, and the shot is going to be ripped out of the air and out of bounds. Reinwald goes up with a shot high into the air to grab the ball. It was Parrott of Bellevue, but he comes down out of bounds. Parrott had the steal, but he comes down out of the bounds, and Hastings will get her back here. 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play. In the basketball game, Hastings is now within 6 points. A two-possession ball game at 64-58. And the Broncos will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Now the officials conferring here. All three of them are grouped together right in front of the Bronco bench conferring here. 2:22 to play in the contest. 64-58. Bellevue has got the lead. Now the officials coming over to talk with the folks over here at Bellevue. Hastings is going to have possession here. They will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Woolman will play things in for Hastings. The Broncos are down by 6 points here to the fourth-ranked team in the country. Here's Dylan Flynn. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is poked and it's going to be picked up here by Bellevue. And now a foul is going to be called in backcourt. Jelani Johnson came down with it. Tobin Reinwald commits the personal foul. That is the third foul on Tobin Reinwald. And now Hastings over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Broncos are down by 6 points. 64-58. Third time here in the second half that Hastings has cut the lead to six. There's a Jelani Johnson back to the free throw line. He's got 15 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. He's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. He is 5 out of 6 for the season. Jelani Johnson back to the line here for Bellevue. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. So now it's 65-58. The Broncos down by 7 points. 2:10 to play here in the ball game. Here's a Brady Lohman with the ball. Works out top against a Jeremy Arrington. A pass out near the 10-second line is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shepard. They get it to Parrott, and he jams one home. Another turnover on Hastings. James Parrott finishes off down here with a slam again. 18 points for James Parrott. It's now 67-58. Here's Hawkinson with the ball. Hawkinson down to Reinwald. He goes up. His shot's going to be blocked, or he lost it out of his hands, out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings again. That's 20 turnovers on the Broncos. 1:43 to play here in the ball game. Austin Bowen comes into the ball game now. Going out will be Diop. Asano Diop is now out of the ball game for Bellevue. 67-58. A minute 36 to play here in the ball game. Austin Bowen with the ball comes over here to Arrington. Arrington, top of the key, drives it down the lane. A pass to Bowen, mishandles it, picks it back up. Goes to a Johnson. Johnson out to a Richard Shepard. Shepard gets away, dribbles down the left side of the lane, moves it out in the corner. That's a Bowen with the ball. Dribbles into the paint, goes for the basket. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That is Hawkinson with the board. Hawkinson gets the ball away to Tobin Reinwald. Hustles into the forecourt. 1:08 to play. The Broncos trailing 67-58. On the right sideline, it's going to be a Dane Bacon. Circles around, stops at the free throw line, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds at Bellevue basketball. So Bellevue will play things in now with 56 seconds to play. Broncos trying to apply some pressure back here. Jelani Johnson with the ball down the right sideline. Johnson dribbling with his left hand, brings it back into the offensive zone. Hawkinson will beat him defensively. Here's Arrington. Moves it down in the corner now. That's a Richard Shepard with the ball. Shepard now to Arrington. We're down to 39 seconds to play. Broncos are trailing 67-58. Bellevue dribbling with the basketball out near the 10-second line now. That's a James Parrott with the ball to Arrington. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Arrington, his three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Parrott. And Bellevue will win this basketball game. Leading 67-58. Now we got a foul called here on Hastings on the far sideline. Personal foul will go on the Broncos. It's going to go on to Tobin Reinwald. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. So Hastings is going to drop to 2-2 after this one tonight. They'll get ready for a trip to McPherson, Kansas, coming up this Saturday. A women's men's basketball doubleheader on Saturday at McPherson. Those will be night games at 6-8. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Richard Shepard. He is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. 68-58. It's a 10-point lead for Bellevue. The next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. So Shepard, a good night tonight. 13 points, 69-58. Here comes Hastings back with the ball. Brady Lohman. Lohman hands her away to Dane Bacon out here. Back to Lohman on the wing. Three-pointer put up there and in. Brady Lohman knocks down a three ball. He's now got 16 in the ball game. Long pass down the floor, going for the basket. His shot, no good. Derek Davis misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Gets it back to Bacon. 4-3. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound to Jelani Johnson, and that's the ball game. Bellevue University knocks off Hastings College here tonight. The fourth-ranked team in the country, tested by the unranked Broncos. Hastings got within 6 points in the second half on three different occasions and never could get to another basket there to make any kind of a run. And Hastings drops to 2-2 in the season. They lose to Bellevue tonight by a score of 69-61. We'll take a break, come back, and check the numbers for you as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Bellevue University comes to town and knocks off Hastings College in men's play tonight. Final score, it was Bellevue 69, Hastings 61. The Bruins led throughout much of this ballgame. Hastings had an early lead of 2-0 before Bellevue come back to grab a 6-2 advantage. We were tied up at 13 points apiece. Hastings had the lead at 14-13, 16-15, and at 18-15. That's the last time they led in the ball game at 18-15, as Bellevue took that 37-33 halftime lead, stretched the lead to 13 points in the second half, and then Hastings came back, pulled within six at 58-52 with 8:57 remaining. They were within 6 points again at the 8:10 mark at 60-54. And within 6 points late in the ball game at 64-58, but the Broncos with a couple of turnovers down the stretch, and Bellevue goes on to win this baby by 8 points. Final score of 69-61. So Bellevue improves to 2 wins, 1 loss on the season. Hastings drops to 2-2. Hastings getting 16 points tonight from Brady Lohman, 12 points from Brent Wells, 12 points for Tobin Reinwald. So 3 players in double figures. Dylan Flynn had 9. Dane Bacon had 7. 3 points for Jake Marvin and 2 for Zach Lena. For Bellevue, they were led tonight by the 18 points from James Parrott. Had a couple of slams against the Broncos here tonight. Jelani Johnson had 16, 13 for Richard Shepard, and 11 for Jeremy Arrington. Other scores, 2 points for Blake Zamdidio, and also 2 points for Asenoh Duoff. So Bellevue wins it here tonight, 69-61. Over Hastings College, the Broncos will play at McPherson down in Kansas coming up this Saturday. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another.
Of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe.
You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Again, welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex. The men's game in the books tonight. Bellevue knocks off Hastings by the score of 69-61. Again, in the women's ball game, it was Hastings over Nebraska Kearney by the score of 62-42. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. We'll come back and name a player of the game for the women and for the guys as we continue right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Well, again, the Hastings College women, they won their exhibition here tonight over Nebraska Kearney. Broncos really stay undefeated on the season. That's their fourth straight game that they have come out victorious. Our player of the game is going to be Alicia Stadler. Stadler had a good night tonight. 9 out of 10 shooting the ball from the field. 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Alicia scores 20 points in the ball game. Had 2 offensive rebounds, 3 on defense. 5 total rebounds in the ball game tonight. 20 points. Alicia also with an assist and 3 block shots, 3 steals. Alicia Stadler, our player of the game tonight for Jeff Dittman and the Hastings College women's basketball team. For Lance Creech and the Bronco men, our player of the game is going to be Brent Wells. Played extremely well, I thought, tonight. Wells came up with a double-double tonight. He had 12 points and also 11 rebounds. Brent Wells was 6 out of 9 from the field tonight, 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. He pulls down 11 rebounds, 5 on offense and 6 on defense. Wells also with 2 steals in the ball game. One stat the coach not going to be happy with, and that's the 6 turnovers. But Brent Wells, good job tonight by Hastings College. A double-double, 12 points and 11 rebounds in the ball game, but all for naught as the Bronco men lose to Bellevue University tonight by the score of 69-61 after the Hastings College women picked up a 20-point win in the opener, 62-42 over Nebraska Kearney. So it'll be Brent Wells and Alicia Stadler, our players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through 4-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Again, Hastings College drops in this one tonight, 69-61, the final score. Shooting numbers for the ball game tonight, Hastings College 21 out of 46 from the field, 45.7%. Broncos hitting 3 out of 6 on three-pointers for 50%, 16 out of 20 for the free-throw line tonight for 80%. Bellevue hitting 39% of their shots tonight. They were 26 out of 66, 4 out of 19 on three-pointers for 21%, 13 out of 18 from the free-throw line, 72%. Bellevue out-rebounding Hastings 36-34 in the ball game, including 15-8 on the offensive end. Hastings came up with 1 block shot and 3 steals in the ball game. Bellevue had a total of 3 block shots and 13 steals. Hastings hurt by their 22 turnovers in the ball game tonight, 11 for Bellevue. And again, Bellevue knocks off Hastings by the score of 69-61. We'll have more right after this.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boer's Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boer's Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boer's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR-463-5667.
All right, we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings dropping one 69-61 here tonight to Bellevue. Hastings assistant coach Jeremiah Slough is going to join us on the postgame tonight. And Jeremiah, we knew it was going to be a tough basketball game here tonight. I'll tell you about Bellevue's a pretty good squad.
Yeah, Bellevue's a good team. You know, they're not ranked number four in the country for no reason. They went on the road and played Indiana Wesleyan, who was preseason number two, to an overtime game just a week ago. So we knew we had our work cut out for us tonight.
What was the difference in the ball game tonight?
Difference in the ball game is they get 20 more shots at the rim. They shoot 26 of 66. We shoot 21 of 46. Anytime they get 20 more shots at the rim, it's going to be a tough situation. And, you know, it's just coming from we turn the ball over 22 times and we give up 15 offensive rebounds. And when you give away possessions like that, it's pretty tough to win.
Athletic bunch. Lance talked about it during the pregame show. This is just a tough, as a group, a tough team to stop tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, their pressure really hurt us, especially defensively. Shots that normally we'll take, we were just a little bit reluctant to take. We only shoot six threes, and if anybody's followed Hastings College basketball in the last 5 years, you know that that's kind of our MO. We like to shoot the things. So to only get six threes up is a credit to them and also just something we need to look at where we're missing opportunities to score.
This is a tough team to play anytime, but especially early in the season. You got three games under your belt here for the season. This is a tough team to face your fourth game in.
Right, you never want to make any excuses, but we start four sophomores, and you know, a lot of guys that haven't been in situations to play the number four team in the country, to be quite frank. And so having them come in early, you know, there's some positives and some negatives. And obviously we showed some negatives tonight with as many times we turn the ball over and those types of things.
See anything good tonight that you really like?
Yeah, I really like the way we competed. Gosh, we competed hard from the seven-minute stretch to the two-minute stretch in the second half. We get 13 straight stops. And so anytime you can defend a team like that to 13 straight stops and just continue to grind it out. It just kept feeling like maybe we could make a push, but we just were never able to get over the hump.
Yeah, you trailed at one point by 13 points, cut the lead down to 6 points several times, two or three times in the second half of play, but never got that shot to really get the momentum truly on your side.
Yeah, there was two and a half to go, and we get a good look with Dylan Flynn at the rim, and if he makes that, we go down four. Instead, you know, it rattles out. They get a rebound. We foul on the loose ball, and now they're going and shooting free throws, and next thing you know, you go from down four to down eight.
Talk about Brent Wells. He came up with a double-double tonight. He had 12 points and 11 rebounds. I know you don't like the six turnovers that he had, but a pretty solid night for Wells.
You know, Brett just does a lot of – just makes the plays that nobody else is willing to make. He's going to go to the boards, and he gets 10 of his 12 points just off of offensive rebound, hustle plays, and those types of things. Now we got to – he's new to basketball. He hasn't played basketball in, you know, 3 years. He's over in Nebraska playing football. So it's a little bit of a struggle for him. He's bruising. He's really competing, but now we just got to shore up the turnovers and just kind of make him more of an offensive threat. And I think we're going to have a pretty good player in him.
Yeah, he kind of adds something to the lineup that we haven't had, a big old bruiser there. And Wells, the guy who likes to knock it around on the football field a little bit. How much of an adjustment has it to get him back in the swing of things for basketball?
It's been tough. When he came over, he was weighing 235 pounds. So he's dropped 40 pounds, and he hadn't touched a basketball, like I said, in 3 years. So, you know, it's been an adjustment for him. His jump shot's a little bit, you know, it's coming along, but it's a little bit broke right now. And so, you know, he just doesn't have the confidence that we need him to have, especially on the offensive end, but it's coming.
Brady Lohman is the guy who played a lot of basketball for us a year ago. He scores 16 points in the ball game tonight, grabs six rebounds. Again, he's off to a great start for us.
Brady does a great job. He's just a true point guard. He just tries to do everything that we ask him to do and what's best for the team. And at times we get on him to be a little bit more aggressive with the basketball, but it's hard to get on somebody that, you know, plays against that pressure, only turns it over twice. He probably has less than 10 turnovers on the year through four games thus far, and he's shooting over 60% from the field, so it's pretty tough to ask him to do a whole lot more, but we got to just continue at him, and just try to get him to find a way to get shooters open.
Do we work on cutting down on turnovers now for the next couple of days before we get ready for McPherson this weekend?
No question, because McPherson's a very athletic bunch. The problem is we got to go on the road this weekend, and we play a team that's nationally ranked again, and you know, same types of things we're going to see from Bellevue. Very athletic bunch, going to force turnovers, going to get up and really pressure us. So we got some work to do here. Just start shoring the basketball up and try to get some more shots at the rim.
Hastings College dropping one here tonight, 69-61. Talk about how you guys are adjusting. Of course, you coming over here from Doan. We've got Drake Roddick down on the bench with Lance. How's that all working down here now?
You know, it was an adjustment at first. Drake's just coming up. He's never coached before, just coming off a plan. I was over at Doan for a year. We brought in a volunteer assistant who was over at Mid-American Nazarene. So we got a whole bunch of knowledgeable guys, but not a bunch of guys that, you know, have worked together for a very long time. So we got all sorts of ideas and theories and things like that. And so it's tough to try to get all the opinions in and try to spread the wealth there with that. But I think we're doing a pretty good job, and as we continue to progress, I think we're going to get better just as our team does.
Okay, I'm sure we'll see you down the stretch. Jeremiah Smile, one of the assistant coaches for Hastings College, joining us on the postgame show. Again, Hastings dropping this one here tonight to the fourth-ranked team in the country in Bellevue, losing by the score of 69-61. So that'll wrap up things from the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. Remember, we have got
Adams Central football coming your way on Friday night. The Patriots are going to be playing in the semifinals of the Class B State High School football playoffs Friday night at Lloyd Wilson Field here on the Hastings College campus. 7 o'clock for the kickoff on Friday. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at about 6:40 here on 1230 KHS. And then after the Broncos wrap up their football campaign on Saturday, we'll be the home and away voice for the Hastings College basketball team. So join us for the Broncos all season long here on 1230 KHIS. Again, the Hastings College women knocking off Nebraska Kearney in the opener by a score of 62-42. Hastings College men dropping one here tonight to Bellevue by a score of 69-61. From my producer and engineer back to the radio station, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.